visited the Doug Steffen website so far today, you're missing a lot of information about PETA and the tombstones they're handing out for turkeys.
You got to see the baby mop story.
The baby mop.
The baby mop story is fantastic.
This is a company that is, the company's called Better Than Pants. They're catching some flack after running with an idea from SNL offering up baby mop outfits, a one-piece outfit that has a mop and
sewn into the front, the knees and the chest and the arms.
Right. And that suggests that your baby could clean your floor.
Genius.
As he or she crawls around. There's a picture of it at DougSteffen.com under headlines.
It's hysterical.
From today's show. And it is, I think it's actually pretty clever, frankly. It started out as a joke, though. That's the interesting thing. And then it went on. So you can buy them for $40. It's a onesie. Remember, we used to have, we used to call them onesies. Right, exactly. So it's, you can go to betterthanpants.com. The fellow who's the director of operations there said sales have taken off like crazy, considering that he says the baby mop was inspired by a spoof that the reports, you know, are indicating parents.
Lauren Michaels is going to sue for his take.
Yeah, right, exactly.
From SNL.
Some consumers are on board with this idea. There are complaints, though. This is a, some people think that it's not the way to use your baby. I mean, come on. What the baby's crawling around the floor anyway.
Get over it.
Right, exactly. Get over it.
Let
get
the baby
a
earn
life.
Its place.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, you exactly. know the old joke, you know, if your first child wanted to eat Cheerios off the floor, you go, oh my gosh, you get Cheerios off the floor, it's gonna die. When the second one eats Cheerios off the floor, you say, well, I washed the floor yesterday. With the third one, you throw the Cheerios on the floor and you yell, breakfast!
Roberta. Very good, Roberta. All right, so check that story out at DougSteffen.com. Speaking of stories, this is the actual Beyond Good Day Hour. Uri Geller, the mentalist, will join us in the next half hour. Meanwhile, Jennifer and Roberta and Rich have stories for us to consider. We'll start with Jennifer, who has, I'm sure, something good up her sleeve. She always does.
Always.
Yes.
All right, this is from the... No, I just had to swallow my water.
You don't need music?
You know... No, well, how about Bad Boys, Bad Boys? What you gonna do?
What you gonna
bad
do?
Bad Boys, what
yeah,
you gonna do?
Song
bad
cop.
Boys, did you tell him?
I can do that for you.
Did you ask him for that?
No, I don't know.
Did you ask me to ask him, so I asked him, because I do what you ask. This song is no longer a song, you know. This is the theme song to Cops. I don't know if you guys think about that show when I we
hear
this
show. Is still on?
Oh, yeah.
Is it really?
Hello?
Is it
really? Yes! The longest running show, like, ever in the world.
Wow.
We just went through daylight savings time not too long ago. Just tell you about a man from Ohio. His name's Niles Gammons, 22 years old. At 1:08 a.m., the day before daylight savings took place, well, actually, I guess a few hours before daylight savings took place, he encountered two police officers who thought he might not be driving quite so straight down the one-way street going the wrong way.
Uh-oh.
So they pull him over. He claimed he had glazed eyes and that he smelled of alcohol and that he was trying to use an urban legend to pass a sobriety test, which I hadn't heard this one. Rich, maybe you have. Apparently, if you put pennies in your mouth, you're supposed to be able to pass an
breathalyzer.
I did not know about that.
I've never done that, tried that. It does not work.
You tried that?
How do you do that? What does that do?
They say that the copper changes the acidity in your mouth and therefore throws off the alcohol, the breathalyzer.
Really?
Mythbusters did an episode on this. They all got... hammered, and then did every single one of these myths that is supposed to be able to cheat or change the breathalyzer, and none of them worked.
Really?
Yeah. Here's an idea. Don't drink so much and drive when you need to blow up to a breathalyzer.
That's the only thing that really works.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they noticed he had pennies in his mouth because of his garbled speech.
That's great.
Oh
so his blood alcohol came in at a .116, and they also found a little bit of marijuana on him.
Yeah.
Well, he gets processed, and he gets his court summons, and they let him go on his way. Well... at the same time.
Dun, dun, dun.
Daylight savings time.
Dun,
at 1:08 a.m.
An hour later.
He gets arrested at the same in the same hour because of daylight savings time. This guy holds the record for two arrests in the same hour.
Really stupid. Not just a little stupid, but really stupid.
Yeah, it's like so Back to the Future, right? Doc Brown and his little DeLorean.
Yeah.
So this time, apparently the alcohol had not run off yet. He was caught in a municipal parking lot where the suspect threw his vehicle into reverse and nearly smashed into a police cruiser that was checking out the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
Time, 1:08 a.m. So he was arrested twice at 1:08 a.m. If I were him, that
fast,
would not be my lucky number.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Fast.
He got in and out and processed and he was back in his car again.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
So the Urbana Police Department doing its job, getting the same intoxicated man in a vehicle.
Twice.
The same time.
I'm Bernie Fipe. What is it? I'm Reliable Bernie Fipe, and I get this guy no matter what.
Where did you say this was?
Urbana, Champaign, Urbana, Illinois.
Oh, okay. All right.
Don't worry about a thing, because I'll have that crook in London lock and key in 24 hours, and my name ain't Reliable Bernie Fipe.
The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides a lot of services and programs, not just for the veterans who receive the Purple Heart, but for all veterans. I was listening to somebody earlier today, and I was annoyed. You know how we've run the spot for cars, haven't we? The 1-800-7 cars for kids. So
annoying.
I was thinking that was one of the ways of pitching the Purple Heart Service Foundation, Richie. No annoying jingle.
But Mrs. Jones was busy and her music class couldn't play.
So, if you'd like to support a great veterans operation that helps veterans with all kinds of programs, claims, compensation, job training, you name it, they do it. Help yourself to 877-743-1631. That's the number for the Purple Heart Service Foundation. You can give cash. You can give, use, maybe charge your credit card if you'd like, a donation, $100 or something. Maybe you can sell a car that you have around, or a boat, or an old computer, or something that has no value to you, but some value to somebody else. You give it to these folks, they'll sell it, and you get a complete tax deduction for it, whether it's cash or an object. You get complete cash. It's like handing the money to you after you've given it to them. Tax deductible. You'll have a great feeling after you've helped them out. It's the Purple Heart Service Foundation at 877-743-1631. Give them a call. Tell them what you've got. Tell them where you are. And the rest is up to them. The Purple Heart Service Foundation, looking for donations at 877-743-1631.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to QLSkipAYear.com to enter. That's QLSkipAYear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at QLSkipAYear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLSkipAYear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing. Plus, big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Maybe you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
I love you, Roberta.
I love you too, Tuggy.
Beep, 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 beep. So Roberta's story next on Beyond Good Day.
Okay, this is about a woman driving a car.
No! Shocker. Wow.
In fact, driving a Jeep SUV. However...
obviously, sure, driving better than the person in Jennifer's story.
This is in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And
bad start right away.
Bad start right away. And you know how sometimes you get stuck behind the school buses and they're flashing the red lights and the kids are getting on and off and you're just like, oh, no. And especially if you're stuck behind the school bus.
We told this story last week, but go ahead and tell it again.
Oh, you told us next week?
Yeah, last week.
As he yawns, did you hear that?
Yes. Well, apparently this woman in Cleveland decided she didn't want to wait behind the school bus and went onto the sidewalk to drive around the school bus.
Uh-huh.
And apparently she had done this a couple of times and people were really kind of getting annoyed at her. So they alerted the cops to this and they set up some cameras and pictures and they actually got her doing this and they arrested her for it. And of course, she was her license was suspended for a month. She was ordered to pay $250, but the judge also imposed another rather ancient type of, let's say, punishment on her. Mm-hmm. She had to stand on a street corner between 7:45 and 8:45 a.m. and hold up a sign.
And what did the sign say, everybody?
Only an idiot to avoid a school bus.
Yes, I am an idiot.
Kind of like, you know,
sitting in a corner wearing a dunce cap, kind of thing. Yeah.
All right, so there's a couple of other stories like this.
The best punishment, though, of this story is that the story has become so big because of the punishment.
Yeah.
So everybody knows who this woman is now.
Yeah. So here's the story from Ohio about a driver that knocked over a police officer, Roberta, who is directing traffic. He gets sentenced to cook Thanksgiving dinner for the police.
I love it.
Now, here's a man in New York who thought he was having a bad day, hit by a police car while crossing the street. All right, this guy's in a crosswalk. Name is Jesse Zorski, 25, a tailor, works in fashion design, was struck as he crossed the street by a police car. The police car, he said, struck his left leg, smashed into the side view mirror and hit the ground.
The police car in pursuit, though.
Landed on his wrist. Police, the patrol car, had the right of way. That's what the police say. This guy had a green light, and he didn't have, I guess he wore a hearing aid, and he had a couple of, well, anyway, the point is, he had the green light, but the police sent this guy a bill for $1,200 to fix the police car.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
When we had something like that last week, didn't we? Somebody else in the accident, and the police sent him a bill. Tell them to wipe their butt with a bill. That's what I tell them. 21 after the hour.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival Bible supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens, good day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Steffens, good day.
Now 23 and change past the hour. Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Beyond Good Day, figuring out who is the smartest. Is it Rich, Jennifer, or Roberta?
It's me.
Roberta would like to tell you she is the smartest of them all. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the smartest of them all?
I am.
Prove it, Roberta, please.
Okay. When you see somebody scratching themselves, itching, you know, when you get an itch and you see someone scratching, do you scratch? Does it make you itch?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Well, that is absolutely normal, and they've been trying to figure out why. In fact, they did a study at the University of Hull in England about whether itching is contagious. It's not that, like, whatever is causing the itching is contagious, whether there's just the act of scratching.
It's like yawning.
Is contagious.
Yes, exactly.
Yep, like yawning. And they actually did a study there in England, and they found that 2/3 of people who watched someone scratching in a video actually scratch themselves. And that there's a reason for it that has to do with what all these, like, weird things happening in your brain. And it says that they activate when a person actually feels an itch, but also activates when somebody is watching somebody scratch an itch. So that's why you actually see people scratching themselves when first person starts and the next person starts. The next time, next thing you know, everybody looks like a bunch of gorillas scratching themselves.
It's kind of like when you see somebody take and rub their nose.
Mm-hmm.
Because they think that they have an itch from something inside their nose, and then you wonder whether they're itching because they're seeing something in your nose, so then you rub your nose.
Yeah, oh, it's like, totally. Anything when you have an itch on your face, you're always like, oh, God, are they trying to tell me something?
Yeah.
Do I have spaghetti noodles?
Right, do I have something in my teeth? Do I have something in my nose? Do I have something on my face?
But curiously, they found that those who are more prone or the most prone to scratching when they see somebody else scratching are people who are neurotic or have anxiety, depression, jealousy, or guilt.
That makes sense.
Shocker.
So that means most of New York will be scratching themselves once somebody starts on the subway.
Is there a category for all of the above?
All right.
How many people actually have allergies to various things here? Rich, you got an allergy to anything?
I do not.
Oh. Jennifer, you got any allergies?
Penicillin.
Other than to me? Penicillin, really? Mm-hmm. How'd you find that out?
Well, when my dad and my grandfather are allergic to penicillin, so when I was a baby, they gave me penicillin, and I broke out just like them, so I'm not allowed to take it.
Right,
although, I don't know if anything would happen now. Who knows?
Roberta, what about you? Are you allergic to anything?
I'm the poster child for allergies. I'm allergic to cats, horses, ragweed. Also, any kind of sulfa drug. Any kind of sulfa drug, I get severe physical symptoms, like my tongue swells up.
Hold on a minute. Stop right now.
What?
Tell us a circumstance in your life, Doug, you know this is coming, when you almost died.
Ooh.
Because of an allergy.
You drink another Roberta or in general?
Somewhere, I know there's got to be somewhere
in there,
Roberta.
I've got one.
I know. I'm talking to you, Roberta. Because I know there's got to be a story in your past where, like, oh, yeah, I had a reaction to this and I almost died.
Oh, I was having a liver function test, and they use a dye that contains iodine that I'm very, very allergic to.
Uh-huh.
So they inject me with the iodine, and I'm sitting there, and I'm feeling my throat closing up.
Yeah,
and I'm
all like hot waving. That goes
I'm waving my arms, and I'm pointing to my throat, and my eyes are bulging out, and finally, one of the nurses went, oh my gosh, and she grabbed the EpiPen and just stabbed me with it. So allergic to iodine, too.
All right.
So certain seafoods that have iodine in them.
Be careful. I have a wonderful thought for you today, as it is World Kindness Day. Did you know that? It's time for us to be kind to ourselves, to people that we know and we love, and to people we don't know. You just walk by somebody in the street and say, have a wonderful day. Just be kind today. Think of that, will you? 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847. That's 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-Day Challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-Day Challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 80,000 diverse safety products, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Now through November 30th, save off the Grainger catalog price with 25% off select DuPont protective clothing and 30% off Ansel products. Just call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Do you think your home is toxic?
According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Stephen Goodway, good day, way to start the day and work your way through the day. Jennifer, social media, Facebook, what do we have going on other than our mom contest, the mom tip of
We're
the day?
We're getting lots of entries for that, by the All way, right. So don't forget to throw your hat into the ring for it.
Good idea.
And because, yeah, I mean, you can win a $25 gift card for Visa just in time for Christmas,
yes,
holidays,
yes.
Yay, or for yourself.
We'll give them away
right.
from now to the end of the year, by the way, these things.
Yeah, so it's like you have time, but you got to get in because, wow, we're getting a lot of entries and really good ones. All right, we are also polling you because our website today, DougStephan.com, has been very focused on James Bond. We're asking you about your favorite James Bond theme song. There's Video of the Day with James Bond. So now I'm asking, who is your favorite James Bond? Do you guys want to play? Do you have a favorite?
James Bond, Don Connery, yeah.
Connery, yeah.
Sean Connery.
I think everybody's going to say Connery's number one, but yep. I'll tell you, the new Bond movies, they really rank right up there with me. It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So far, we've gotten votes. Renee says Pierce Brosnan and Daniel Craig. She said, not a big Bond fan, although Sean Connery ones are good. And then Mike said Sean Connery was the last of what a secret agent should be. And Brian said Sean Connery followed by Daniel Craig. DC plays it closest to the Ian Fleming books.
Yeah. Uri Geller is here on Good Day. So what's the buzz? Uri lives in a little town, little village northwest of London in England. What's the buzz in England about the James Bond flicks?
Oh, it's huge. You know, the promotional wheel is in action worldwide. And I've seen Daniel Craig being interviewed on, gosh, at least a dozen major television shows. He seems like a nice fellow, and I think he'll do quite a few more James Bond movies. What stuns me is the way the producers are so clever to integrate all the brand names like Omega.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just...
A lot of money in that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't know how much Omega pays or all the other, you know, products that are on display, like the beer. I can't remember whether it's Heineken.
Heineken,
yeah.
Heineken.
I mean, probably they're paying millions, you know, but the film, you know, you have to look at Variety or The Hollywood Reporter. It grosses tens and tens of millions in one weekend, and this is only in one country. So, it's quite extraordinary.
One of the things about the James Bond is there's always a push to find an Englishman to play the role, and I know you and Roger Moore are friends. He did Seven. Sean Connery did Seven. Moore, in terms of being a human being, he would appear, you would think by looking at him, I don't know him, but I'm wondering if he is as good a guy as he seems to be.
Are you talking about Daniel Craig?
No, I'm talking about Roger Moore. I said Roger Moore were friends.
Fantastic guy. He's very down to earth, highly intelligent. He gives a lot of his time to charity. And, you know, we're all aging, right?
He's losing his hair and he's got thick glasses. I saw that in the last picture of him.
He's okay. Next time you come to London, I will introduce you to him, okay?
All right, that's a good deal. The thought today, which I thought was worth us discussing and examining, hold yourself responsible for a higher standard than anybody expects of you. Never excuse yourself. How many people do you talk to? And Uri travels all around the world helping people, having them focus on what's in their mind, the power of their mind. And I wonder how often people say that they don't really appreciate, or they don't even know what they've accomplished with their life to this point. And so you don't really know how to hold other people up to a certain standard because you don't even know what your own standards are.
Yeah, well, you know, because I can judge through the emails that I'm getting nonstop, 300 a day, what people really think about themselves, what they want to achieve, what they believe in, what they don't want, what they want, and the help they're asking. And it's very broad, the broad spectrum of, you know, I want to achieve this, please help me. And, for instance, I got an email from India today, a young man who started his own software company, I think in Mumbai, is asking me to transmit to him the energy of good luck and bless him. So there are so many hundreds of millions of people around the world who are so open-minded to the idea that the power of the mind can really help you, that there is an energy out there that you can tap into and use that energy, that positive energy, to better your life, to be more successful in business, in your relationship, and so on. And I truly believe that, too.
Well, you take the energy that comes, it's all, life is all energy. Einstein proved that. Sometimes people go, I had a very interesting experience last night, as a matter of fact, with a woman who I will invite on this program, and you may be interested in talking to her, too. She doesn't call herself a medium, and yet she can connect with people who are no longer living. And in the conversation I had with her, a number of people who have been in my life in the past, who have gone, at least physically from this existence, came through. And this woman couldn't have known, Uri, couldn't have known anything about any of these people. And yet, and there are plenty of folks around who do this sort of thing, but they don't have much credibility. People say, that's not possible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why people put it down, I don't know. But what
Doug, there will always be the group of skeptics out there who will try to debunk and knock psychic phenomenon and mediumship. I do believe that certain individuals can communicate with the other side. Maybe most of them are charlatans, but you'll find some genuine ones too. And these individuals pack up auditoriums.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible how many people flock to see them at work and maybe hope that they will communicate with their loved ones who's passed over to the other side.
Yeah.
There will always be skeptics, but they're a tiny minority. As a matter of fact, Doug, someone emailed me last week that there is a movie about me on Hulu.com. Do you know that website?
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
The film is called Uri Geller, A Life Stranger Than Fiction, and I urge you all to watch it because you will see the ups and downs in my life and what I have to navigate and go through.
You didn't know about this movie, Uri?
Well, I was interviewed a long time ago by a producer called Simon Cowell. And
the Simon Cowell?
Yeah, and suddenly the film is out there.
Really?
And it's on Hulu. What is exactly Hulu.com?
Hulu is a replayment. Is that the repayment?
It's owned by all of the major networks.
Yeah, you can get network television shows mostly on it, right?
Once they realized that all of their television shows would be copied and stolen and put out on the internet for people to view, they decided to create their own website, and it's Hulu. So CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, all of them own it, and it's where all of the shows are then put on the internet for you to view in case you missed it the original
era. Well, I haven't seen it because you can't watch it in Europe. I got on Hulu, and there is some statement that says that you can only watch it in the United States. So
sure.
Your program is in America.
Yeah.
I urge you to watch it and let me know what you think about it. And if someone out there can duplicate it for me or DVD it for me, I'll really appreciate that.
That can't be difficult to do.
Yeah, we'll take a look at it.
Yeah, what's it called again, Uri?
It's called A Life Stranger Than Fiction. Uri Geller, A Life Stranger Than Fiction. And I've got some very interesting emails from people who watched it, and I'm looking forward to seeing it myself.
All right, it's got to be a way of getting that, for heaven's sakes, over there. I'm surprised that Hulu doesn't want people to watch. It used to be a free site.
Right, but they don't sell advertising for the UK, so they don't want
it's
people.
It's interesting how...
they don't want people that they can't serve advertisements to using their bandwidth.
Maybe that's why you cannot watch it here, but... The most of the emails that came through are about motivation and inspiration, and after watching this documentary, they perceive me as a person who can help them. And, I'm boasting now, but I've always considered myself to be a great motivator. And I'll tell you that a powerful motive is like a bolt of lightning, Doug. It will cause something dramatic to happen, but when we can't be quite sure what it is, so I say all the time to anyone and everyone who emails me, be a positive thinker, believe in yourself, visualize things that you want to come into your life, and then, open up your mind and let these positive aspects that you're looking for come into your life and enrich you.
You know, it's hardest for people to realize that no matter what it is that you're trying to overcome, you got to start where you are now. You don't go backwards, although it's important to sometimes get rid of the garbage, the guilt, the fear, those sorts of things. But because success only will come to you now and or in the future, you take the moment that you're in now and move it forward. Don't you find, again, unless you can sort of work with people to get their past patterns erased, then you move into success. Then you reach toward your goal. Then you try to come up with the answers. But you can't answer a question that hasn't yet been asked.
That is true, and there's so much fear factor. You know, I look at all the American news, and I see I don't know how they do it, but networks try to instill fear into people, even when they play out all the tragic scenes of the storms and the wars. And I say that an urgent desire, Doug, to get ahead is often the direct result of a fear that we may be left behind. We are always fearing the fact that we are not with everyone. We are forgotten. We are being left behind. We're trailing everyone. And that fear is an animal instinct in us. And I say to all of us who are listening now, to all of you out there, try to erase that fear. Don't fall into the whirlpool of negative media that is constantly buzzing around us like sharks.
The only thing that I think of when I think of people and how to deal with the influences that are so negative that you're talking about. We've got this fear of the politicians. That's all they deal in. The news media, that's all they deal in. And yet most of us will tell you, and this is what's so surprising about mental motivation, Uri. Most people will tell you they'd like to have a happy life. They want to have fun. They want to enjoy their family. And these are simple things that are thrown or cast awry or asunder by the realities that come from the news media, scaring everybody, trying to put fear into you. What's going to happen with the weather tonight? Will you get 80 mile an hour winds?
Yeah, 10
at 11. Now, that kind of garbage.
Yep.
And that's what it influences people and their personal growth.
So
it gets
right
in the
now,
way.
The fiscal cliff.
Yeah, it's going.
Oh
to,
my.
Yeah.
And this is a great one because they get the they get 2 months to be able to run this thing.
Yeah. And yeah, everybody can visualize the cliff.
America's going to run off the
America
fiscal cliff.
America on the cliff.
But it won't matter because we're all going to fall off the planet at 2012.
Right. Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that next week because I don't believe in that.
All right. You know what? A final thought about 11-11. The reason that 11-11 is important, I heard yesterday, is because some people who have passed on use that. When we notice it's 11-11, it means that somebody that we've known in a past life has tried to reach out to us. Do you think that's true?
Look, Doug, the 11-11 is a amazing phenomenon. It is something that I also cannot understand fully or decipher. But I have written about it extensively on my website, so please get onto my homepage and go to an article called Are Your Eyes Attracted to 11-11?
Yeah.
And let
yeah.
me tell you this. By the time you finish the story, the article that I have written, your eyes will be attracted to 11-11 from today.
Quicker than that. Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. Uri, thanks for being here on Good Day.
Thank you. Talk next week.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Anyone can find themselves facing foreclosure. Now there's important foreclosure news. I'm Risa Jill Miller. The Independent Foreclosure Review is a free program monitored by federal bank regulators. It's available to borrowers who went through any part of the foreclosure process in 2009 or 2010 and whose mortgage was serviced by a participating mortgage servicer. Mark Morial, president of the National Urban League.
Eligible homeowners can request to have their mortgage files reviewed by a neutral party to see if errors occurred during the foreclosure process. The review is free, and if an error is found, homeowners may be eligible for compensation or other remedy, such as refunded fees, stopping of a foreclosure, or payments that could range from $500 to $125,000 plus equity.
The deadline for the Independent Foreclosure Review is December 31st, so please call the Home Ownership Preservation Foundation at 1-855-778-0855. That's 1-855-778-0855.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Remember, you can get a Visa gift card every day celebrating our 25th year. We're giving away a $25 Visa gift card thanks to the folks at Exigen Accurate Temperature Read. You go to facebook.com/Good Day Show or tweet us at Good Day Show with a tip that makes your life better. If you're a winner, you get some swell prizes.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
On the Good Day program, we have the lovely Warren Eckstein. You see how I punctuated that just perfectly, Warren, for you? I said Warren Eckstein and went... He's the best friend for your pooch, your cat, your cow. He loves cows and horses, big horse guy. He's the pet person, has the pet show every week.
Calls you a big horse guy, Warren.
He's a big horse guy.
I punch him.
I'll be on as soon as I finish my carrot.
Should people be allowed to devocalize their pets? We'll talk about that, what the concept is, and what Warren has to say about it. I think I can probably guess, but we'll let him explain about this movement in some circles to devocalize pets. Up next here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here on the Good Day program with his weekly appearance talking about your pet devocalization or ventricular cordectomies. a non-therapeutic surgical procedure that is undertaken to stop a pet from making loud noises, according to the VMA. As a result, the animals make either low-pitched, harsh sounds or raspy, high-pitched squeals.
Or nothing.
Normally, it's undertaken on dogs after a veterinarian thinks that there is a medical problem. But others say there's no benefit to the surgery. What do you know about this, Warren?
Let me talk a little bit about this, because I've been dealing with this for many, many years. As far as I'm concerned, any type of devocalizing or debarking for any type of cosmetic reasons or the fact that the dog's barking too much, let me take a little stance on this. It should be illegal, okay? However, if there is a medical reason, that's a different ballgame. But very rare do I come across the medical scenario. Usually it's a breeder that has a lot of dogs, and she's breeding a lot of dogs, and she doesn't want her breeding dogs making all kinds of noise, so she has them debarked. Now, as an animal behaviorist, animal psychologist, let me tell you the frustrations of dogs that have been debarked, because I've worked with thousands. Generally, they become neurotic, they become psychotic. That's the way they communicate with each other. For example, different barks mean different things. Different howls mean different things. And basically, if you have a dog that can't vocalize, it's very frustrating and cause a lot of other behavioral problems. So if your dog is barking, rather than using a cosmetic or going to the vet and having him debarked, how about taking the time to get on the couch with your dog, analyze why he's barking so much. Is he bored? Is he not feeling well? And resolve the problem from a psychological standpoint rather than removing the vocal cords, which, by the way, should be done on a lot of the pet owners, but not the pets. just to have a little feeling about it. You know, it drives me crazy. I've gone into homes over the years. I've been at dog shows over the years. And you see these dogs trying to bark. And, it drives me absolutely crazy.
Oh, that's
when
sick.
People, the same thing with cutting of the ears, cutting of the tail. As far as I'm concerned, if God did not want your dog to have a tail, he would have been born tailless. No need to cut the tail off.
Well, Doug's bulldog, most bulldogs have their tails cut, right?
No, Charlotte's is as it was when she was born. Only thing we had done to Charlotte was her eyes were done so they wouldn't.
But they have to. That has to be done with the bulldogs. Is it causing?
Well, what you've looked at Charlotte's tail. Was it? Does it look like it was done? I don't know.
It looks like it looks like a normal tail to me.
Right.
Looks like,
why
do
they cut the tails anyway?
They cut the tails because they used to use the bulldogs and breeds like that for bull bait and getting the bulls excited. And basically, they didn't want the bulls to grab onto anything, so they docked the tail. They cut the ears. The same thing with fighting dogs years ago. That's what they still do that now. So there's absolutely no reason for it other than human reasons. To come up with cutting the dog's tail or cutting the dog's ears or taking the cat's claws out or devocalizing. What are we going to do next? Cut off their legs so they can't walk around the house?
Dr. Sheila Robertson, who's a board-certified anesthesiologist and animal anesthesiologist, said that there is no health benefit to this surgery. Don't do it is basically the bottom line.
Let your dog bark. That's what
I said. Do not devocalize your pet. Love your pet. That doesn't mean hacking them up for your own benefit. Warren Eckstein, your dog and cat and animal's best friend here on the Doug Steffen Good.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.